Listeners, are you afraid of making mistakes in your target language?
Afraid we'll never, ever get fluent. What are your fears?
We're asking because in this Sunday news, you'll discover
what the top 4 language learning fears are,
how to overcome them,
and how to get a final 33% off Premium and Premium Plus.
Welcome to Innovative Language Learning Sunday News. I'm Chigusa, and I'll be your host. My co-host today is the founder of InnovativeLanguage.com, Peter Galante.
Hi, everyone. Peter here. So, listeners, do you have any language learning fears?
Here's a popular one. I'm afraid I'll never be fluent.
Listeners, you'll learn how to overcome these fears. But first, listen up.
Here's your last chance to save with our monster sale.
And we've boosted your discount from 28% to 33% off for one more day.
Get 33% off all Premium and Premium Plus subscriptions.
Upgrade and get instant access to our easy-to-use language learning program.
You get hundreds of audio and video lessons by real teachers
that get you speaking, reading, and writing from beginner to advanced.
Our progress tracking tools spoon-feed you lessons one by one,
so you go from learning your very first words in one lesson
to mastering conversations in the next.
You get study tools that help you learn faster.
Apps so you can learn on the go.
And with Premium Plus, you also get your very own teacher.
Get 33% off Premium or Premium Plus by October 28th, 2019.
That's as low as $6.70 a month.
If you're on the site now,
click the link in the comments section of this Sunday news to get 33% off.
Okay, let's talk about language learning fears.
The first one is, I'm afraid I'm not good enough to speak. I freeze up.
Listeners, do you feel like you're not good enough to speak yet?
I can relate to this one. This one, I've been through. And it's a pretty common fear that learners have. Here's how you overcome it.
Step one, the best way to get good at speaking is to speak from day one.
So if you're holding yourself back
because you think you're not good enough, you're making a mistake.
That's exactly why you're not improving.
You need to open your mouth and start talking. But if you're wondering what to say,
here's step two. In our lessons, you get the exact phrases and scripts for introducing yourself,
making small talk, ordering food, expressing opinions, and much more.
So, if you don't know what to say, the lessons will give you the exact lines and conversations.
Or step three, learn with your own teacher with our Premium Plus plan.
Listeners, with Premium Plus, you get an actual native speaker to tell you what to say,
how to say it,
so you truly do learn to speak with the help of a real native teacher.
Fear number two is, I'm afraid I'll never be fluent. Oh, I felt this one.
Me too. I used to worry about this one a lot too.
Really?
Only as a beginner. Listeners, once you start improving and seeing progress, this goes away.
Did you feel it when you were learning Japanese?
Many years ago, Chigusa, I questioned myself. I questioned the books I was using. I wondered if I was learning the right way.
And then?
Well, it's funny because the longer I kept at it, the better my Japanese got. And I stopped worrying about fluency. So it's just a matter of putting in the time and sticking with it.
So how can our listeners overcome this? How did you stick with it?
First, set small, specific goals. Fluency is a very big, vague goal.
That's very true.
I mean, Chigusa, what is fluency? There are over 1 million words in the English language, and we use around 2,000.
So listeners, you should focus on smaller goals.
For example, set a goal like being able to introduce yourself or having a 5-minute conversation. Something you can measure so you know you reached it.
Because you can't really measure fluency. It's a pretty vague goal, as you said.
And Chigusa, at the end of the day, it's just a matter of time. Getting good at a language simply is an equation of time put in.
Listeners, simply put, the longer you stick with learning a language, the better you get.
And that's a guarantee. Okay, Chigusa, what's the third fear?
The third fear is, I'm afraid I'm not actually learning or making progress.
If you're afraid you're not making progress, there are four things you can do right now.
First, review. Most people make this mistake. They hear a new phrase,
and they think hearing it once is enough. So when they forget what they've learned,
they get worried that they're not learning or that the lessons don't work.
But the truth is, you have to review again and again to truly master something.
Second, use the dashboard to track your progress. If you need numbers to believe it,
our dashboard tracks your progress and gives you dynamic reports.
Third, try a harder lesson on the site. Now you won't understand it at first,
but you will in minutes. All lessons come with line-by-line translations,
and our teachers explain every single word. Then you'll be making progress,
because you now understand something you didn't minutes ago.
Fourth, learn one-to-one with a teacher,
which you can do with our Premium Plus plan.
They will personally review your writing, your speaking, and fix your mistakes,
and make sure you're improving. Actually, getting feedback from a native speaker,
that's the best way to know if you're making progress.
There's nothing better than a native speaker telling you, wow, you're getting good.
The fourth fear is, I'm afraid of not understanding anything I hear.
This is very common. You hear advanced grammar and vocabulary,
and it goes completely over your head. You have no idea what you've just heard.
To beat this, if you're taking an advanced lesson, read along. Reading along with our line-by-line dialogue is the best way to instantly understand advanced conversations.
What about in real-life situations?
For real-life situations, it's actually quite simple. Learn and use phrases like, excuse me, can you say it slower? Or, can you say it in simpler words? Or even, I don't understand.
There's nothing wrong with saying that you didn't understand or asking for help.
I mean, Chigusa, think about it. Even in your own native language, often when people say something and you don't understand, you just nod your head.
So true.
I'll never forget the first time I heard the word actuary. And I was like, oh, wow, great job. And someone was like, well, what does an actuary do? And I was like, you got me. I don't know. So these are the type of things that, yeah, you just have to sometimes go out of your comfort zone and say, excuse me, I had no idea what you just said. Can you help me understand? So that's it. These are the top four fears.
But tell us, listeners,
what language learning fears do you have?
Leave us a comment in the comment section.
And if you want to finally master your language,
here's your last chance to save with our monster sale.
And we've boosted your discount from 28% to 33% off for one more day.
Get 33% off all Premium and Premium Plus subscriptions.
Upgrade and get instant access to our easy-to-use language learning program.
You get hundreds of audio and video lessons by real teachers
that get you speaking, reading, and writing from beginner to advanced.
Our progress tracking tools spoon-feed you lessons one by one,
so you go from learning your very first words in one lesson
to mastering conversations in the next.
You get study tools that help you learn faster,
apps so you can learn on the go.
And with Premium Plus, you also get your very own teacher.
Get 33% off Premium or Premium Plus by October 28th, 2019.
That's as low as $6.70 a month.
If you're on the site now,
click the link in the comments section of this Sunday news to get 33% off.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Innovative Language Learning Sunday News.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next time.